From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A deadly explosion Sunday in the port city of Ningbo in eastern China. Reuters correspondent Pascal Davies reports.
A big blast in China rocked neighborhoods in the eastern Zhejiang province on Sunday. At least two people were killed, according to officials. Rescuers carried the many injured away from the debris. State news agency Xinhua says the blast happened at a factory in the coastal city Ningbo. Shattered windows were reported in buildings almost a mile away from the site of the explosion, according to Chinese state television. According to the newspaper Zhejiang Daily, several buildings collapsed in a nearby residential area, already cleared of people. Police told Reuters the area had been marked for demolition. The cause is not known, but CCTV said it was not a gas explosion. An investigation is underway.
Ningbo is about 100 kilometers south of Shanghai. Officials said they had established no cause yet for the explosion, which happened in a riverfront area. The airport of the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open despite the ash from a volcano that sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. This man and his family tried to get a flight out of Bali when all flights in and out of the airport were suspended.
We had planned to go back to Adelaide in South Australia this evening. We actually got here quite early, but now we've found that the flights are being cancelled. Now, we weren't notified by Jetstar in advance of us getting here, so we're very disappointed about that.
It was the second time in less than a week that the volcano had become active. This is V.